Good evening from Plano, Texas, Water of Life Ministries. Doyle Davidson, apostle and prophet, speaking to the world the things of God, the Word of God, the oracles of God, the kingdom of God, ministering the kingdom by the Spirit, mixed with faith. Thank God, what a minister to you. We're going to teach from the second chapter of the book of Colossians, a very interesting chapter. You're going to learn some things about that you probably don't know, although you should know, if you can read, and read with your eyes open and your heart open, and not with a closed will. So, Kathy D is going to start in the second chapter, verse 1, and the first verse is a very interesting verse.
Ready?
Ready.
For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
Now, this is not understood by the church. So-called, but the church so-called is not the church at all. It's a bunch of religious people that don't know what they're doing. But since 1971, God instructed me to pray for a revival in North Texas. That's where Plano's at, right on the north edge of Dallas, Texas. And I was living in Hollywood, Florida, when God instructed me to pray for a revival in this country, in this area. I didn't realize that I'd ever come back here. But I came back in 72. It's been a war ever since. The second verse says that I'm in a great contest for those that I've seen and for those that I've not seen. Not everybody gets in this contest, but not everybody is an apostle. And not everybody has the ministry of an apostle starting a church from ground zero, from nowhere. But that's my ministry. It took me a long time, but I was finally convinced that most certainly I was an apostle and prophet, and that's why I had such great warfare. And because I was praying for you, not that you would give me money, in a great contest. That's what that says, right, Katie?
Conflict.
Conflict, yeah. Contest is another place where Jesus was praying. Great conflict. And verse 2 tells us partly what the great conflict is about. So would you read verse 2?
2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ.
Hearts knit together in love. You see, you can't do this on your own. There's a man sitting to my left, and he has a testimony about himself and about me, and he says it just like it is. If I miss it, Bob, straighten me out. But I believe he said, you have to have me. You can't do without me. Is that basically right? Okay. And you know why? Because I pray for you. I pray for you. I pray you in to where you are in the kingdom of God. You didn't get there alone. You say, well, how did you get there? I was made for this job, an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ, and made for this purpose. And that's why I can do what I do. It's not my own ability. It happens to be the talent that God put in me as an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ in me crucified, the apostle and prophet and teacher and pastor. You want some more? See, you people are not as big. You're not as spiritual as you think. You say, Lord, why do you put us down? I don't put you down. I have to tell you, you're not as big as you think you are. And beat your wicked will down to where you can walk in the kingdom of God. You see, Psalm 89 is an amazing psalm. But it says in that psalm that God laid something on someone that was mighty, a mighty one. And that mighty one is Jesus. And you know, the words that he spoke and the words that I speak are by the same God, the same Father, the same Spirit. And you know what that night, that Psalm 89 says? God says, I will beat your foes down before your face. Beat them down. And he does it with prayer through me. I wish he'd do it, and I'd stand back and watch. No, I don't. I repent. But you wouldn't get anywhere if it were not for God and God in me. Now, I know people are picking up, turning off, leaving, goodbye, don't come back, don't ever want to hear from you. That kind of arrogance that can't go anywhere in the kingdom of God. Amen. So, that your heart be knit together in love, is that right?
That's right. And unto all riches.
And all what?
All riches.
All riches.
Of the full assurance of understanding.
Full assurance of understanding.
To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
Acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
And of the Father and of Christ.
And the Father and of Christ.
Verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
In whom?
In whom.
Are hid?
Are hid all the treasures.
All the treasures and what?
Of wisdom and knowledge.
And wisdom and knowledge. Right?
Right.
Amen. See, God never turned anybody loose to do their own thing. No. Not at all. If you'd like to read my website and see what I forsook, see what I had to lay down, see what I had to walk away from, you might have some appreciation for the ministry that God has given me. It happens to be the one that's going to bear fruit. And that's what I do. Thank God. Next, what verse?
4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Beguile you. Any man beguile you with enticing words. Next.
For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Did you know that's a common thing? Oh, I'm absent in the spirit, in the flesh, but I'm present in the spirit. The spirit that you're present with, I don't want to be around. You don't know what you're talking about. You just take scripture and talk. I'm absent in the flesh, but I'm present in the spirit with all of those that I have the great conflict over. Verse 1, right? That's where I'm at, in the spirit. Even though I'm absent in the flesh, I'm present in the spirit wherever you're at. You know, there's a person I knew well, and knew him for years. And I sent him a letter, and I said, I'm with you in the spirit, praying for you. And that happened to be a very dear friend of mine. And just know this, if you get in trouble, I'm in the spirit praying for you. But you know, I've never heard from that person since. You know who that is? You know. I'll tell you later. Never heard from again. Somebody was offended. You know, well, we don't need your help. Well, you need my help. and my faith and my authority and my strength. Thank God, my love. You don't even know what God has done in my life to prepare me for this ministry. Absent in the flesh, present in the spirit, beholding what? Their order?
Your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Yeah. Beholding your order and your steadfastness in faith of Christ, in Christ. You don't know why that you follow God. Do you know that? Well, you think you do, but you don't. You see, you haven't been to Argyle. You've had your Argyle. You call it, and that's about 15 minutes long. Take 5 years of it to find out and see how it goes. You'll find out that you won't be mouthing off. You'll have your zipper on the lip being quiet. What's next?
Six. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him.
As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk you in him. Walk in him. Don't go to church. Don't hang around for an hour, 2 hours. Walk in Jesus. Take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. He said, no, I can't do that. Oh, you have to. You'll either have to do that or you're going to be cut out. You know, I made an audio this afternoon. I knew that God wanted me to make an audio, and I didn't know what he wanted me to say. And I thought I heard him say, sit down and start talking, and I'll fill your mouth. And I finally did. Do you know what God wanted me to say? Is the Antichrist spirit is present now in America. Now. And you know what it does? It wants to beat you down. It wants to harass you. It wants to wear you out. And it does it with a continual harassment. And you see it all over the good old USA today. Today. It's there. I made the audio. Catherine Curry, who is from Byers, Colorado, happened to be here. Well, it wouldn't matter. She'd have typed it up there. But she typed it up, and I posted that as well, or she did. So, but God wants you to know, the Antichrist spirit is present. There are many Antichrist spirits, but there's one in America that does not want you to do well. Next.
Verse 7, rooted and built up in him. And established in the faith.
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith.
Established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You abound with thanksgiving. Do you know that? That's why you thank God all the time. Well, you can't always, but you better be ready to. If you're not thanking God, you better be praying. The Bible does say pray without ceasing, right? It doesn't say pray an hour and go shopping. You say, are you opposed to going shopping? No, but when you go shopping, you might be praying. Do you know that? And the people say, well, what are you doing? I'm praying whether I ought to buy your product or not. Right? Look, folks, this is a way of life. It's not as bad as it sounds. It sounded bad when God started dealing with me. And I thought, my God, you don't even give me a chance to go fishing. And I haven't been fishing for years. And I used to be a black bass. I like to try to catch a black bass. Let's go.
Verse 8, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Beware. Does any man spoil you through philosophy and vain, empty deceit? Next.
After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
After the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after who?
Christ.
After Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ. Next.
9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
In Jesus. Dwelleth? Did you say dwelleth?
Dwelleth.
Yeah, right. All the Godhead bodily. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, in him. Let's go.
10, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power.
You're complete in Christ, Jesus. He is the head of all principality and all power. He's the head of it. He is the head of the government of the United States. He is the head, Jesus is, of President Obama. He is the head Senator Harry Reid. He is the head of John McCain. He is the head, the Speaker of the House.
Boehner.
What? Boehner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to be sure I pronounced that right. Amen. He's the head of the Supreme Court. He's the head of everything. Every government. Jesus Christ is Lord. What a wonderful thing to know that the one that we serve is the head of everyone that would like to stop us from serving. And they can't. Next.
Okay. 11. In whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
That's of the heart. Go on.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him.
Here's water baptism. Again, buried and also risen with him. Resurrected in newness of life. Romans 6 tells you that. Next.
Through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead.
The faith of the operation of God who raised Christ from the dead. Next.
And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
You, who were dead in your trespasses and sins, he quickened, made alive, together with Jesus. And what was the rest of that?
He has quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
Oh, yeah, forgiving you. All trespasses. Thank God he does that. He's the only one that can. Next.
14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us.
All right, get this straight. Blotting them out. The handwriting of ordinances that was against us. You know what that handwriting is? The Ten Commandments. Do you know who wrote them? With his own finger, God. Where? On tables of stone. And the law, the handwriting of ordinances that he blotted out, opposes us. It shuts up our faith. It keeps us in bondage. Next.
Which was contrary to us and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
The law, contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. I thought you might know what a nail was. I don't drive them in my flesh. Next.
15. And having spoiled principalities and powers.
Jesus spoiled principalities and powers.
He made a show of them openly.
He made a show of them openly. Now I'm going very methodically because I want you to hear this. What's next? He put them up himself?
Triumphing over them in it.
Oh, that's right. Triumphing over them. In what?
In it says. The margin says in himself.
In himself,
in
yeah.
It, yeah.
Yeah. He put all principalities and powers, triumphing over them by putting all those principalities and powers that was laid upon him, he put them all off, triumphing over them. Spoiled them. Next verse. Oh, this is getting good. Next.
16. Let no man therefore.
Let no man therefore. Do what?
Judge you in meat.
Oh, judge you. Any judges listening anywhere? No?
In meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days.
Isn't that amazing? That no man therefore judge you in meat, what you eat, or what you drink, or any holy day, or a new moon, or the Sabbath. You know what? The Sabbath happens to be one of the ten, right? One of the Ten Commandments. Yeah, he nailed it to the cross. He spoiled all of them. Spoiled them. They don't have any effect on a person that's born again, believing the gospel, and walking in the Spirit of God. Now, if you're not being led by the Spirit, and you disobey one of those commandments, you're judged by everyone. Now, I want to say this to the body of Christ, to the people of the world. Those that listen to me, we're walking in an hour that no man has ever walked. No man has walked. Today, we are walking, approaching the very last act of a human being on earth. The very last. We're approaching it. And you don't need to be judging anybody. Thank God. And thank God the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless, disobedient, and about 14 other categories, if you'd like to read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Next.
17, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ.
Yeah, all those things that Kathy just read there is a shadow of things to come, but the body is the body of Christ. Next.
18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind.
What's next?
And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God.
Amen. That's talking about the body of Christ. What's next?
20. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not.
Right. If you have been, if you have received Christ, why is it that you are so special that you can't touch this, taste this, hear this, see this? You know what your problem is? You're not in Christ. Finish.
22. Which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. Last verse. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.
Folks, this man that came, was born of a woman, born or made of a woman, made under the law, he took everything, every hindrance out of the way for a person to walk in the earth as a son or a daughter of God. And don't let anybody judge you in anything. Oh, they have judged me, my Lord. I think they've written volumes judging me. You know what I've done? Put their judgments off, laughed at them. Look, I think I got another minute to.
You get all the time you want.
Oh, come on. Don't be so gracious. But did you know in 04, when God let the power of darkness hit me in my ministry, scattered people all directions? Did you know the devil came at me with every attack that God would allow him to? And he hit me pretty hard. Hard enough suited me. And they wrote me off. I was done. I was this, I was that, my God. Order the flowers, go buy a burial spot for him and dig a hole and throw him in it and don't put any clothes on him. And, oh, yeah, it was terrible how you people, you say, who are you? You people, whoever you are, you thought Doyle was done. And you didn't know God, and you didn't know Jesus, and you didn't know the Word. You didn't know one thing. You thought you were one cool person, and you could judge God's servant, not knowing that the Word of God says God is able to make his servant stand. Oh, I made 285 newspapers in one day. My Lord, such notoriety. All the things they said about me. Oh, have you heard about Doyle? Well, let me tell you what he's doing. But you know what you were telling that I was doing, I wasn't doing? You know what that made you? A liar. You know, all liars go to the pit. You know, that Candace Meyer sitting right there, right?
I'm here, yes.
Huh?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, right there. She used to post for me in 04, 05. She'd post on the internet. And 6, I'm not sure when she quit, 7, 8. Well, she quit 9, I guess. Well, she hadn't quit yet. But there would be such pressure on that girl. Happens to be my granddaughter, one of them. There are 3. And then, of course, there's a great-granddaughter. Oh, she'll be posting before long. Amen. And Candace and I would sit there, and she'd post for me, and there was such oppression. I mean, she struggled to think because of the opposition to what I was having her write for me. And you know what? It came from tongues set on fire from hell. And several times, I've had compassion on her. I thought, Lord God. And I will tell you, I thank God for her. She'd say, I'm okay, Pop. Well, she looked like a pancake that a truck just ran over. Well, that is exaggeration, and that's not good. But she looked terrible. But we'd come out of it, shake it off, right?
Yeah.
And keep right on walking. So if you think that she didn't receive some of your wrath against me by posting what I was asking her to do, you're mistaken. You have no idea where your wicked tongue sat down on and who and what it did to them.